And looking forward to a night of popular blues and roots music coming up at the Pub Rock Diner. That's in Devonport on Friday, July 23. And you're encompassing a few other shows around Tasmania during the time too, aren't you?
Yeah, that's right. I originally had a pretty goodly a week-long run or something, but it's been postponed a couple of times. But it's split into two trips now, so I'll be over there. I'm doing some around that date, and then I'm back again in August or September.
It's been the story of the last 12 months, hasn't it? Shows either been cancelled or postponed, and you originally had it pinned to come to Tasmania earlier, but tell us a little bit about your style of music, roots music that you do possess.
I guess my style has come along over the years that I've been doing it. I started out as a sort of singing old blues songs, moved on to writing songs that sounded like old blues songs. And then I started mixing in other sorts of influences I was interested in, calypso and all sorts of things, old R&B and stuff like that. And usually in these solo shows, I just play a bunch of tunes from across all my records.
I know a lot of people here on the Northwest Coast do have an appreciation of blues and roots music. Tell us some of your musical influences, if you'd like.
Some of my influences?
Yeah.
Oh, like I said, I guess like early blues stuff, you know, Delta Blues, old ragtime pickers, things like that, Hokum blues. I like the old sort of ballad singers and stuff like that. People like Nick Lucas, things, good guitar players, Eddie Lang, Caribbean music. I like the early calypso music from like the 30s. All sorts of stuff, you know. I listen to all sorts of things, soul music, gospel music. It also bleeds in.
Sounds like a lot of varied artists and varied styles. I suppose if you go back to the 1920s, all that pre-war blues sound, New Orleans jazz and jug band music, as you did mention, country and calypso. It's a fair variety of music, your shows.
Yeah, that's all influences I have. When I put it into a song, there's little strands of that all knitted through. It's not necessarily... like, here we go, full calypso, here's full blues. It's everything is kind of blended in.
Take us on a bit of a musical journey.
Yeah. Since this new system of living is in place, I've been in Melbourne. I was in Nashville before that.
It's been a strange old world, hasn't it, the last 12 to 18 months?
Yeah, strange and getting stranger.
It sure is. But thankfully, CW, we've got our music, and you'll be playing at the Pub Rock Diner, which is a great venue. You've played there before.
I don't believe I have. I don't think so.
So this is the first time. It is a really great venue in the Rook Street Mall in Devonport. Trevor Hines and all his crew there will look after you. And what we're encouraging people to do, if you just love music in general, for a great night out, make sure you head along to Pub Rock Diner. It is on Friday, July 23. It all starts from 8 o'clock. That's when the doors open. But I think the show starts, CW, at around about 9 o'clock. And tickets are available via Mochtix.
Yeah, even if you don't like music, I tell some funny stories. And sometimes people drag along some friends who's not maybe into the music, but they like the jokes. So, you know.
It's great that your show incorporates a little bit of storytelling too. So it just gives that little bit extra to the show, doesn't it? Makes a point of difference. CW Stone King, thanks very much for your time this morning, and let's hope it's a good show. Let's hope it can go ahead on Friday, July 23 at the Pub Rock Diner.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.